Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are breaking down all the drama. I don't even know where to begin, but we're going to start right now. You guys are watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, we are jamming to Cardi B and Bruno Mars. We're all about it tonight, and we are all about this episode. If you guys are watching, you guys are fans, you know this is the best episode, I think, so far this season.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Thomas Erlina. You guys can follow me everywhere at Thomas Erlina. Make sure to check out my YouTube show. It's called Your Time with Thomas, and I'm here with who?
Hi, I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on all of my social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
And it's your boy DJ Richie Sky representing BH tonight. Yay. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
All right, we are back. I know the last few weeks we've been missing a few people, but we're all back here to break down tonight's episode. We are back in the Big Apple, leaving off where we came from last. And it's a good episode. We start off talking about Bella Magazine. I had a flashback. I forgot that Lisa did Bella Magazine for that Hamptons episode.
Did
you guys remember that?
Oh, I did, because that's when Eileen got very upset with her.
That's right. Yeah, so it was nice that they brought back the magazine. Camille's kid apparently is going to be in the upcoming episode for fashion show.
That's
so
exciting.
That's exciting for her. Do we know a lot about Mason?
I know nothing.
Not really.
Not really, right?
Mm-mm.
But it looks like she's doing some big stuff out there. So it's nice that Camille... do you guys watch What Happens Live last week?
No.
I saw the clips. I saw a couple of clips.
I think Andy asked some really good questions, asking her, like, are you ready to come back? Like, do you feel like, you know, from what happened to season one, I don't think people are oblivious to what happened to her. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she answered pretty okay. I think she does want to come back to the show.
Ooh, we'll have to watch.
I would be here for that.
Yes.
She needs to be back.
Yeah, absolutely.
She does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we kind of start off with the women kind of in two different directions. We have Lisa at the park with Dorit. Lisa Vanderpump, and then we have the other women. I like how they break it up because they know that they need to split up the women and they can't always film together. So I guess we'll go to the park situation first. So we have Dorit in her torn up sweatsuit outfit, which I'm sure was very expensive. Her style and fashion is on point. We have some really cool doggy clothes that we're going to be talking about in just a little bit. It's a fashion episode. So, you know, she's kind of like breaking down what happened or what she think happened or what she thought happened. Mm-hmm. What do we think about this? Because clearly it was all shuffled up.
As is with most Dorit's conversations, I personally was confused. Like, I understand Lisa Vanderpump's point about her getting to the gist of what she wanted to say, because I felt like she was going around and around and around. So I don't know. I don't think anything was accomplished at that point.
She was absolutely going around it. She knew what she said. She knew that Lisa would be mad. That's what I think.
It's like telling the truth, but not really telling the truth.
Her excuse as usual. I forgot.
Exactly. And how awkward was it, just like with the cameras rolling and knowing like what she said? I'm sure she remembered what she said, but in front of Lisa, it's so intimidating. She's in a business suit. She got her umbrella on. There's a lot of pressure there. Do you feel like anything was accomplished in this conversation?
No, I think that she was just like kind of keeping the conversation very light and fun and free, but I think she should have just came clear with her and just told her what she said. But I don't even think she remembers what she said, to be honest.
You don't think she remembers?
No, I don't. But I don't think she does. That's her usual excuse. But I think that she thought that it was harmless what she was saying. Maybe in my eyes, what I see.
Yeah.
I think it was probably like all her intention to tell LVP. But then when she looked at her in her face, she's like, no.
We can do this another way.
Yeah.
Well, Teddy is definitely stepping it up in this episode. You know, I think she was on Watch What Happens Live last week with Camille. They looked amazing. You guys have to definitely watch that
one. I saw photos. They both looked amazing.
They looked great, and I think Teddy is kind of coming into her own. Andy also asked, like, how do you feel your first season? And she says that her dad is really proud of her because she is being who she is on the show. So that's kind of good. She kind of tells Kyle...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And kind of gives back the tea of what happened at the dinner. Mm-hmm. Now, in this situation, always rehashing drama is always a big problem in this group because sometimes the messages get kind of shuffled. Mm-hmm. So what did we think about Teddy going back and telling Kyle, oh, this is what happened last night? Do we feel like that was gossip, or do we feel like she was just saying, okay, this is what happened?
Teddy absolutely was just, this is what happened. I think that she really redeemed herself. If anything went back, I don't know, if anything was bad in anyone's opinion, I think that Teddy just came clear with everything, and she was accountable for so much.
She showed her coaching skills,
she
right?
She really did. I was impressed the entire episode of Teddy. I really like Teddy, and I hope she's back for the second season.
Oh, there you go.
If Teddy didn't tell her, Camille would have.
Oh, good point.
I think I'm Team Teddy now. Yeah. I just think I'm loving her.
After tonight's episode, yes. I am definitely Team Teddy.
Yes, Teddy. Hashtag. To that elevator, hashtag. Like, this wasn't going to close.
I'm glad she's, voicing her opinion, and she's saying, but I don't think she was gossiping. I think she was actually being a friend to Kyle and letting her know what was going on. But I think I wish Lisa would have been there when she had that conversation with Kyle. Mm-hmm. And that's my biggest thing about this season is they never talk within each other. They always wait to let all the juice out.
Yeah. I think that's the formula of the show, actually.
Not used to that. Like,
in a real world,
it's clearly working.
Yeah. What do you think, Richie? Like, do you think Teddy was gossiping?
No, I don't think she was gossiping. I think she was just, I think that's just who she is. She's very forthright. I really like that about her. Mm-hmm. She is who she is. She's not trying to be anything for the cameras. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I like that about a person that can just be themselves when they're on the, when the cameras are rolling. They're not trying to be anything else. Mm-hmm. I like her.
Yeah. I think if we had to look back at Eden versus Teddy, I think a lot of people would probably, what's that face? I like charade at Atlanta. Oh, don't make that face.
Like, who? Yeah. I don't know
I
her.
I guess that was last season.
I don't know her.
Oh, my
God. Moving on, Erica Jane, Erica Girardi is releasing a book. I think that's kind of cool. It's a good pace. We can't have too much drama. People are building their brands, their businesses. So it was nice to see Erica doing something out of her comfort zone and coming out with a book. And it's not just any book. I noticed that you were very into that scene, Erica's.
Oh, I was into the scene because of the characters in the room. I was just trying to figure out who they were. Yeah. I mean, it look a little like, I'm all here for fashion. I really am. But I was just like amazed by these characters who were there in this book meeting. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And then the guy who was, I guess, ghostwriting the book was wearing some type of designer shorts. They were ill-fitted. I don't know. Speaking of fashion, I wasn't here for that.
Mm. Okay.
All of them looked very magical.
Like it was a meeting between like the Easter Bunny
like a fairy tale coming to life. But I really like how Erica, has been honest and saying she doesn't know what to do. But I think this is going to give an outlet to little girls or, high schoolers or college students who want to write a book. Maybe they don't even know how to start.
Or me.
Yeah. Or Thomas. But I feel like that was really nice to see that, and I think that it's giving empowerment whether to women or men just to write a book, and that's in the process of it. Everyone's like, oh, I wrote a book and now it's like I sign autograph. No, like there's work to be done to write a book. Mm-hmm. And I liked seeing that scene. So
And she owned that she's not Ernest Hemingway. Like, I'm not winning anything.
That's part of her thing though. She's definitely true to who she is, and I think that's exciting for her. Mm-hmm. So then we kind of dive into Lisa Rinna. We're back to hearing about Amelia being chosen to go on the runway for Dolce. I noticed in the comment box, and I know you guys are very vocal in the comment box, which we love, but a lot of people are not interested in hearing any more about Lisa Rinna's daughters.
I try to tell you.
is it enough? Is it too much plug?
It's borderline too much because we get it already. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel like everybody else has had their things going on, and I'm excited about what her daughter's able to do. You know, maybe they can get a digital series or something like that on Bravo. I don't know. What I'm saying is, enough. Like, I'm here for Lisa Rinna when she's with the girls, but half the time it's like she's not. She's really taking a back seat to a lot of the drama that's going on. And that's disappointing because we love that.
Yeah.
Yes. What do you think? I feel like it's nice to hear different opinions on the show because we all have different thoughts. So,
I want to see Camille's daughter. I feel like she's somebody new and fresh who I'm kind of interested in. I like Rinna's daughters, too. I don't agree with where you said the live chat, or you were reading comments.
Comments in our comment box.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Sorry. But I think that I want to see more of them. I haven't seen the actual... I see them flying, and they're with their mom, and, you know, all the... But I don't see the...
On the toilet.
No limit. Yeah. We picked the wrong kind of song.
The college life, or what they're doing in their own show, because I'm interested in her daughters.
Okay. That's okay.
Yes.
Spinoff.
There you go. Daughters of the Stars.
What about you? You're a Miss Fashionista.
Which part?
What do we think about these women, Lisa Rinna's daughters, and them being a huge part of this season?
You know, I actually like it because I like hearing that they're gonna get this liquid facelift. I like hearing things like that. I'm weird though. I think it's cool, like certain little things that the rest of the country just wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we saw so much success with Gigi and Bella that, you know, I don't think that I realized at the time that they were showing the Hadid girls that they were going to be so big. So it's kind of like a premonition of what's to come, because we know they're going to be successful. So I'm just kind of watching the baby steps. So I personally like it, but I understand how people wouldn't want to watch that because they're there for the ladies and that
they're
drama.
There for Rinna.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Sound off in the comments. Let us know again if you guys are into it or not. During this time of the episode, we're seeing Dorit pretty much get so excited. She's letting us know that this is her first ever cover. She told us a lot of times during this episode. And all the women are getting ready, including Kyle, who gets a knock at the door from Lisa Vanderpump. And I think this is where Kyle really tries to set the record straight between how she's feeling. And we know that Kyle is very vocal on this show. So Lisa Vanderpump walks in, and I'll let you guys tell me how you guys feel about this, because this was a really good episode.
I love that they're vocal.
Okay.
I love that they can sit down and talk. But seeing them break it down, it just really sounded to me like for the first time they were realizing before it blew up in everyone's face that there's the problem starter, and they spoke it, and they actually looked at each other and said, okay. And at that point, I was like, I don't know if Dorit's coming back. I was watching them, because the two queens talking about one of the others, and it's like, ooh, I don't know. That's what I think about all that.
What about you?
Is this about Lisa and Kyle having a conversation? I just think that Kyle and Lisa have some inner friendship stuff they need to deal with.
For 10 years now?
Yes, 10 years. But the thing I've noticed with friendships, I don't know if you guys agree or disagree, but you might know a person for 1 year and then you're friends with them, like, say 10 years, and you get so close. You're like best friends, like sisters, you know, and you start fighting over the littlest things that don't even matter anymore. And then you fight over it, and then you either stop being friends or you be friends, but you have inner issues that you haven't dealt with. And I see that a lot with friendships over 10 years. Mm-hmm. But... Mm-hmm. They're allowing other people to get into their friendship, what I'm seeing as like the viewer. I don't know if you guys agree or disagree with me, but
it's kind of like they're not as tight as it appears to be, like behind the cameras.
Yeah, because they're allowing others to say stuff. And if I notice that Kyle speaks up and Lisa isn't defending. She lets Kyle deal with whatever the issue is with the other person. Mm-hmm. And as a grown woman, you should let the other person deal with it. But if you're being talked about, you need to speak up too and say, you know what? Is that true that you said that about me, Dorit? Like, if it's being hashed out right then and there. But I felt like Lisa was kind of, you know, just like, oh, she said that. We're best friends. And
maybe I'm jumping ahead of,
like, No, the, totally. Yeah. What do you think, Richie?
You know, I kind of agree with you. I think that I'm really kind of, I love both of the ladies. I'm kind of team Kyle in this moment, mm-hmm. because I can see myself in her.
Being more vocal.
Being more vocal about it and mm-hmm. saying, this is what she's been saying about us. We need to, you know, I'm going to address it. You know what I mean? But I'm sensing that Lisa, there's a reason Lisa is hesitant to approach Dorit about what she has said about her. And I'm wondering why. Mm. I feel like there's a concrete reason that she has about not reacting right now. But we don't know why yet.
Well, I think in the very end of it, I think they said something about Lisa being really close with PK and not wanting to, like, lose that relationship.
That was relationship. In the preview for next week. Yeah. So I didn't want to say that, but I feel like that is the bottom line.
That's
I feel like we are seeing a repeat of that same issue that she had with Yolanda.
She never,
even when Yolanda said all those negative things about her, she never countered back at her. Mm. And I think it was because of her relationship probably her family's relationship with Mohammed. So mm-hmm. I really think it's the same thing with PK.
You nailed it on that, for sure. I definitely have to say that. I mean, some of the things that Kyle was saying, I think she said insecure, jealous. I really think it was only jealous. I don't think it was insecure. I think somebody might have added that. But there was a lot of words exchanged between them. And so that was a heated moment.
But wondering, back to what you were saying, Cynthia, has the two, Kyle and Lisa, both been accused of something at the same time? Like, have they ever had one person speaking about the two of them? I feel like there's just a lot. So I don't know. Like, I don't think they've ever been in this situation, and I think that it's important and it's good that they did sit down and talk about it and say, no, she's the corporate, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't think this has ever been something that's been talked about. You know what I mean?
I think it's something new that we're seeing, and they're not able to, like, handle it at the same time.
Right.
Because one is trying to deal with it, the other one's trying to deal with it, and they can't be there for each other.
And they're dealing with it in two different ways.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they're two different people.
Yeah. Right.
And
so,
yeah, and we'll see how Kyle deals with it. Yeah.
She's very upset. So we get to Bella Magazine party. It looks amazing. It's raining, but it still looks like an amazing party. Dorit's loving it. You know, we're talking about New York Fashion Week. She's on the cover. This is a huge deal for her. So fashion. I know that Cynthia over here brought over some fashions that we're going to take a look at. Some doggy fashions, which I'm totally digging.
Yes.
I'll let you take the lead on this.
Chic meets glamour. I think that Lisa and Jiggy, if I'm saying that correctly, look absolutely fashion forward for this spring and summer. But she's dressed into the winter right now because it is kind of chilly.
With a little fur.
Yes. I'm really liking this outfit because I feel like it's okay to dress like your dogs. I think that's awesome. And I've been seeing that a lot in LA. So I don't have a dog, but if I did, I would be wearing the same outfit as my
love
dog.
It.
I tried to dress my cat. It didn't work.
That sounds like a challenge.
And here's Lisa on the red carpet with Jiggy. And they look like, he looks so suave and smooth. And she just looks very glamorous and happy. And her cute accessory. What do you guys think?
It's a great photo.
I love this.
Yeah.
I like her look right there.
I love this look.
I like
it's
it
definitely
a
top.
It's giving me a little Erica Jane, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, with the shoulders.
Ooh. Yes. But I like the couture puppy fashion. I think that's, you know, there needs to be a red carpet for dogs.
Oh,
that's a good
he's
idea.
So adorable. Yes. He's just, like, Zoolandering the you know, blue seal.
Literally.
Blue seal the camera.
Yes. I mean, since it's National Love Your Pet Day today,
Jakey!
Yes. And here I found this beautiful photo that, you know, you could do a side-by-side on your Instagram, Facebook, showing, like, a recreation of an outfit. And I love the pink and the dog's facial expression.
Is that her dog?
No, I don't know who that dog is.
I think it's definitely modeling Vanderpump.
Yeah.
I was, so maybe it's a line, one of her lines.
Yeah, yeah. Like a glamour shot, but a dog glamour shot or something like that.
Adorable.
Yes. But, you know, if you guys have dogs and you love your dogs and you want to go shopping, I found this store in Los Angeles called Fifi and Romeo.
Romeo,
if I'm saying it correctly. And they have a lot of couture fashion, and there's different price ranges from $98 to $475, depending on what you're looking into. And they had a lot of cute accessories, dog beds. So, yeah, and I hope you guys enjoyed this chic glamour pup fashion tonight.
We loved it. It was perfect for tonight.
It really was.
Yeah, definitely check that out. So at the Bella party, this is what I love about Kyle. She loves to get to the root of the problem, talk about it. She might pick the wrong venues to do so, but no shade, Kyle. But in this moment,
Vanderpump said, not tonight.
She said not tonight. She said not tonight, but I think a few drinks, you know, kind
I
of
can see it happening.
Took it to the left. But, you know, she was talking to Erica, and I think that is, like, her buddy. That's her buddy that she travels with, she's gotten really close with, and she really wanted to clear the air with her. And I like that Erica, this season and seasons on, she's been very mature about these people talking behind people's backs. Mm-hmm. She lets it go. She knows it's not worth it. And she says that she's cool with Kyle. On the other hand, we have Teddy and Lisa Vanderpump, who are... It looks like Lisa Vanderpump is, like, kind of enjoying that she's being talked about, but at the same time, she's trying to get to the root of everything, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think, Lisa, what do you think?
Well, I do think that. I really liked Teddy, and I really liked Kyle, and I liked Erica and how they spoke. I think LVP doesn't know how to handle this situation. She probably has felt that she's experienced everything that she possibly could on this show, and now here's
like a
new
curveball.
Here's the new one.
Yeah, exactly. And I loved that Lisa Rinna and both Erica were just, you know, putting on their makeup. But Lisa Rinna, I was expecting her to take out, like, one of the pill bottles.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Just like, here, take a pill. Like, relax. We're supposed to have fun. And, of course, these women can never really have fun. But I thought it was important, though, for Kyle to speak and say what she did.
Mm-hmm. Literally all the Rinna fun.
All the little fun. Yeah. Right, right.
Yes.
She's a little tipsy. We need it.
Yes.
No. We didn't get it.
I kind of wish that they had the conversation in private. It would have gone completely differently had they had it in private.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be this juicy, though. It wouldn't be a great episode.
It wouldn't be. And I feel like that's where Kyle pulled to me, because I would have gotten drunk and said the same thing.
Well, here, let me give Kyle some props. They did leave the Bella event. And they went to a bar.
Oh,
technically.
Yes.
I actually think I would have done the same. But, like, okay. She left the event. The moment was over. And although it was still the night, I'm sure it went into the next day. So it wasn't technically your day anymore. And she kind of, like, went in on it. So now we're at the bar.
Can I just say this, though?
Yes.
This took me back to season one, Kyle.
Season two, Kyle.
Yes.
I was
Kyle,
so
need.
Here for it.
She came back. She
yes,
did.
Thank God. I didn't like the beginning of this season with her. I was like, yeah. Kyle, come on. We need more. Okay, here it is.
Yeah. I was surprised, too, because I did, and I say this every show, I think we started off, and I was like, Kyle and Lisa aren't really in the show anymore. And now we're, like, 10 episodes in, and they're the main topic again. It's interesting how the show comes full circle.
Always does. Always with the curveballs.
So, pretty much Teddy in this moment cops to telling everybody that she told Kyle what happened at the dinner. Now, this is like Teddy being like on point. She knows this is her moment, and she doesn't get anything wrong. She's the bone collector that has every bone in line.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was Teddy's like high point moment in the season, for sure.
I'm glad Kyle spoke up and said something. I was like, go, Kyle, go! Like, I was really excited for her to voice out what she heard or felt or whatever, and I'm glad that Teddy took her side, too, and like tried to like, you know,
at
do
least.
That. Now, I understand watching the show that Lisa's reserved, and I can relate to Lisa because I'm more like that. I'm quiet, I'm reserved. But when something isn't right, I'm going to be on Team Kyle. Like, that's it. Like, she had every right to speak up, but I wish Lisa would have said something.
No,
like,
can I say a point? There's a small problem, though. Like, you know, I've had to learn this the hard way. Just because I am defending a point, and even if I'm right, which I do believe Kyle was right, I cannot expect, if I'm defending me and you, I can't expect you to chime in just because I'm defending me and you. Because you might be processing this completely differently than I am and how I would react in that moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you might not be as drunk as I am. You know what I mean? You might not be. So I can't necessarily be mad because you didn't defend me when I'm defending you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just trying to, you could just be trying to take it all in. So I do want to kind of say that because I don't think we all really know where LVP's head was with that. But what I will say is, though, that Teddy, she got major points with me for standing up to Dorit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, not just for telling a verbatim true story, but for completely shutting, to me, her down.
But see, Lisa is being talked about by Dorit. So why is Kyle... It made me feel that Kyle was the one being talked about.
Well, Kyle started out defending herself. Mm-hmm. I feel like, and then some kind of way, LVP got looped into that conversation.
Okay.
See, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. Kyle was defending herself first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so really she was speaking on behalf of LVP and herself. So that's, I feel like that's why she felt like, Teddy's standing up for me, why aren't you?
Okay, so that's Kyle's perspective.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Sadly, I think this has become a pattern where Lisa Vanderpump kind of takes a back seat when having to defend Kyle in almost all, not almost all, but frequently it happens. And I wasn't surprised again because this is kind of what Lisa has done.
I disagree.
Okay.
She defended her a lot of times with Kim. You know, when everybody else had, you know, something negative to say about Kim, she was the only person that was standing by Kyle when everybody else was taking jabs at Kim, whether she deserved it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there is something with the two of them that they need to really, really resolve.
Because
I think that they expect each other to have each other's back going into every season. But what that means to each person sounds different.
Yeah, and yeah, they should discuss that before going on this season.
Yeah.
Think about it.
About Lisa and...
Just the whole situation in general.
I love that they talked, though. I love that they talked it out. I think that LVP is just kind of taking a back seat. So, I mean, that's my opinion on it. It just seems like... Every time I watch it again, there's something new to catch. So I always go back and I watch it like a second time and a third time. But from where I sit right now, it looks like I love the women that spoke out. And as far as Dorit, I just think she got caught up. I think that she just was too busy blabbing her mouth and wanting to be on the show and blah, 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 that she didn't realize what she was doing and how many people she was affecting, you know, what, like you said last week with the allies, you need an ally. And she forgot that.
Now that I think about it, I feel like Lisa Vanderpump, she knew that they were talking about her or Dorit was talking about her, but it's kind of like, if you guys can relate, it's like having that friend that you just love partying with and hanging out with that it's like, you don't want to just ax them out because like, you're going to lose that kind of like aspect in your life. So I feel like that's kind of like what we're dealing with with Lisa Vanderpump. She doesn't want to lose that, you know, friend that has this amazing access and this like life. And I'm sure the memories there too are really hard to let go. So I think that's why she's kind of giving Dorit a pass. It's almost not wanting to lose that friend.
Or it's a small town and you keep running into each other. I don't know.
Or that.
I don't know if she realized that Kyle in her interviews was more vocal in the beginning about feeling like Lisa wasn't defending her versus when they were in the moment. So maybe she didn't realize that I need to be here for Kyle until it was too late. And then Kyle's storming off into the van and now she realizes, oh, I need to be here for you too.
Huh.
It was a lot. Yeah. It was definitely
it was a lot to take in.
And it was a lot of drinks.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
The truth it was out. The beginning of the night, so at least Kyle knew to say something in the beginning, so nothing was thrown.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, thank God nothing was thrown. But she did accuse Lisa of being not loyal, which is a huge statement. Mm-hmm. I think we're back to that whole, she doesn't feel like Lisa Vanderpump is loyal and has her back. And,
right.
You know, it's going to be tough to see where they go from here. It looks like they have a sit down on the next episode, but, I mean, do you think they're going to get through this?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, because it comes from Dorit. So I don't know. Now, Dorit's relationship with them after the reunion, after everything, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And also, we have a lot more episodes.
We do.
So I don't know. This might be over next week, and then there might be a whole new thing. You know, I think that it would happen that fast.
That's true.
But to be honest, I feel like when you tell someone or you talk behind their back and you're saying they're jealous, insecure, needy, it's something that you probably feel inside of yourself and you're trying to mirror that to another human being. But what if instead of calling somebody those names, you look deep inside of yourself and ask yourself, am I jealous? Am I needy? Am I insecure?
Mm-hmm. People like that don't do that, though. And that's why we have problems. We have, we
have self-development books that are just great.
And counseling available.
Yes, yes.
I mean, Teddy tries. Teddy tries to be the accountability coach. But, you know, can only go so far.
She definitely tried. So we're pretty much at a back and forth. Teddy is basically the referee at this point. She, you know, Kyle doesn't want her to leave.
She looks great, though, by the way. Great. And notice that Erica said, cover up your... area.
Yes.
For the Pantygate situation.
Yeah I like that.
See? It was that easy.
It was that easy.
She looked very glamorous. I liked that look on her.
So great.
I think she definitely lacks like a lot of like confidence because she's such a pretty girl. Yes. Teddy is like, you know, she's fit. She's has some great fashion, even though a lot of people, she doesn't feel like she has great fashion. I think she has some good fashion sense.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what Kyle picked out.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe. That, like, little leather skirt. Like, it was a lot of leg, and it was, like, she was so pretty. But, like, maybe it's from Kyle's store.
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't expecting Lisa Vanderpump to start crying. That was where we kind of ended the episode, which was kind of shocking. I think she had enough. I think it was too much.
Yeah.
And she is a strong personality, so when people are sitting around talking about you for, I don't know how long they were there, an hour... And to just feel like you're the target or that, you know, you feel vulnerable. It was understandable that she started crying. But I haven't seen Lisa Vanderpump cry like that in a while. It was kind of sad to see.
Yeah.
Right. That was definitely genuine.
That was
like,
a genuine
cry. Like, it was
cry.
For sure. Yeah. She was feeling all the emotions. Probably, like I said before, just overwhelmed.
Yeah. Mm. And again, this all kind of stems from Kyle's, you know, need to confront Dorit about what happened at the beach house. This is where it all comes from. It comes from when Dorit went inside that house and said, oh, she had a problem with this, and that's kind of where we are right now. Is Dorit is still a problem, but somehow she wasn't in the final moment.
Yeah,
so I guess we'll have to see what happens. So let's get into some predictions for next week.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Right before we get into it, let's go look at our chat. Thank you, Olga, for joining us again. Kyle is very
emotive,
and Lisa Vanderpump is very restrained. It can make understanding each other confusing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would think that after 10 years, they would have it down by now. We totally agree with you here.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys for joining us in the chat. So next week, we get a glimpse of what we're going to see. We're still in New York. It's going to be another New York episode. We get to see Kyle in a new haircut. She took the extensions off.
Yes.
That was very... Yeah, these hairstyles are so noticeable. I'm like, Kyle, you look different.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see Mason walk into a fashion show. I think that's a nice pace, a nice change up to see her new face. Do we have any major predictions for next week as far as Lisa and Kyle coming face to face? Which
Bethany
looks like they're back in Beverly
versus
Hills.
Vanderpump.
And Bethany.
Mm-hmm. Right? I think that it's going to be just as good as this week, if not better.
Okay.
I agree. Ooh, and I personally have only watched the Beverly Hills Housewives. So I do know that Bethany is like a force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a lot. I'm really excited for it, though, because I think that these women are finally being a lot more vocal on specifics.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe with social media, how it's grown since the beginning of the show, they're calling things out.
Exactly.
So let's see what happens.
She's bringing a little New York to LA.
Yeah.
Right?
LA to New York. But I just kind of want to see if Lisa and Kyle talk it out. If there's going to be any words go like in the episode, in the next episode. I want to see that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like there was more between Vanderpump and Dorit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see where that goes. because I think LVP kind of finally mentions that she's really closer to PK than she is with Dorit.
It looks like Dorit is pretty hurt about that statement, but that's going to be interesting.
You can be a victim.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's going to all come back to her. Like, just all the karma, just straight back.
She's done a lot this season, and I think a lot of the women know that she's kind of taken the Lisa Rinna role. I did see a clip of Lisa Rinna saying to Ryan and Kelly on their show that she's kind of taking a step back, and it's very obvious, but I know Richie wants her to step it up and to come back.
I do.
So I want to see that pill bag.
Yeah, we need the pill bag back. Brooklyn Nicole in the chat. Team Kyle, I'm here for anyone who can be honest about their feelings, vocalize them, and then move forward.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I think we're all about moving forward here. People that are honest and, anything we want to say about tonight's show.
Everyone looked great. Fashion on point.
Fashion on point. Yeah. You just reminded me. I have a poll running on Twitter just to see what people's fashion are people into. So let's take a look here. It was very neck and neck, actually, between Kyle and Dorit. And, it's still Kyle and Dorit at Tide. Then we have Lisa Vanderpump and Erica tied too. There's some great fashion this season for sure. They've definitely all stepped it up. Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed our after show. We're very passionate about these women, as you can tell. We're so excited that you guys could join us. Richie, where can we find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
You can find me on all my social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
Hey guys, find me at Jennifer Leone TV on Twitter.
Hey guys, I'm your host, Thomas Serlina. Make sure to check out my YouTube shows, Your Time with Thomas and Your Time with Thomas The Experience. Your Time with Thomas The Experience is going to be on TV next month. I will be giving you guys the channel and all the information. Thank you guys again for joining us. Thumbs up. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, everywhere you can find us at AfterBuzz. We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.